Realms of Peril and Glory will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's Journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's Journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Ollie the Beholder, Angharad, and Gug the Goose, for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join our fabulous patrons and help keep this show going, supporting series like Cyborg and allowing them to continue to exist, then head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. We've got some really cool perks for you in exchange for your support to say thank you. So if you're so inclined, please head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic to show us your support. Thank you, and we'll see you there.
Hello and welcome back to Realms of Peril and Glory. My name is Pip Gladwin and this is our Cyborg actual play. Cyborg is a dark cyberpunk RPG from Stockholm Cartel, written by Christian Sahlin and published by Free League. Now, since modern litigation has made corporations effectively people, allow me to introduce the four faceless organizations that will be joining us today. It's Zachary Fortis Gom Limited.
Hello, I believe in ethical exploitation of individuals, and my name is Zachary Fortis Gom. I am playing K-Hira, a nanomancer with a big ol' head.
And of course, Sharmini Bundell, PLC.
Hi, my name's Sharmini, Miss She, Her Pronouns. I'm here today promoting shatterless and heatproof cookware and playing Pyrex, who is cool and likes machines and is not, in fact, a hacker.
Is it bad that I didn't see that joke coming after you said shatterless and heatproof glass? I just was like, oh, great, what's happening?
Tell me more.
It grew on me in a very, in a very joyful way.
Yeah, that was really good.
And of course, the titan of industry, James Barbarossa Soft.
Hi, I'm James Barbarossa, and I'll be playing Edge Impulse, a renegade cyber slasher, invest in oil.
And finally, of course, Maddie Searle Incorporated.
Hello, I am Maddie Searle. My pronouns are she, her. I will be meticulously timing your toilet breaks to ensure that you are not wasting company time. And I am playing Blythe, whose pronouns are he, him. He is a discharged corp killer and just did some really dope-ass shit last episode.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, can we just give it a second to really shout out how dope Blythe was last episode?
Blythe is pretty dope.
Yeah, Blythe was dope.
Hardcore.
I like the dynamic where Blythe does the things and I knock on some doors. This is what I need from this game.
We can work with this.
And laser out the power to the building. Okay, so on our previous episode, our now somewhat unfortunate crew were beginning to make their way out of Headhole, this VR club that has suddenly become the focal point for what seems like quite a lot of SecCorp officers and vehicles currently moving fast in their direction to respond to the death of Mahika Vala, the CEO of AST Endless Seas, one of the corporations that crushes the people of Psy under their boot heel. You have found her and she is dead. And it was kind of your fault.
Yes, no, it was Armin.
Yeah, she was a corpo.
Yeah, that's cool, actually. I'm good with this.
You are halfway through, let's say, your escape from this building, currently in the large VR room where you have just freed, I say freed, booted 20 unknowing people from their VR experiences. They are disorientated. They are screaming, flailing, attacking each other, crying. The room is not lit with any normal light sources. There's a little bit of light in this room, but not much. And just entering this room are three of the guards from downstairs. That is where we will join our party in just a second.
I just want to quickly say, you say we freed them. I think we shackled them into their meat cages.
Wow. Depends on your definition of freed, doesn't it?
All right, well, get ready to unshackle your meat cages, because let's go.
Unshackle your meat cages, dog priest. It's time to...
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Things are looking hotter than usual, portside, Psi citizens. Not only do we have SecCorps en route, but I'm hearing reports of a gunfight down at Headhole, of all places. Looks like the dead 55s might be living up to their name. Those pigs better hurry, though, or there'll be nothing left for them to oppress.
As a beam of light from a single torch scythes across this room, taking in the disorientated and screaming and fighting former VR users, our four party members stand at the other end of the room. It is their turn. We are at the top of the order. Who acts first?
Is it too late to pretend to be a disoriented person?
We are on the same wavelength.
Go with the, into the crowd. It's like, oh!
Yeah, I think we should all do that.
Yeah.
If that's the plan and everyone is down, I would like a group presence test, please, from everybody to convincingly be disorientated folks.
I have a firm plan B in case this doesn't work out.
19.
That's an 18 for me.
We got an 18 and a 19. 19 for K, 18 for Blythe. Pyrex, what we got?
We've got a natural one over
oh
here.
Boy.
We've got another natural one over
oh,
here.
Jesus,
yeah,
fuck.
High five.
Two ends of the spectrum here.
Fuck me.
Edge is going to bum rush the guys when the torch isn't on him and was gonna just scream, "You gotta get me out of here, man." And I don't know if that's gonna work or not. And my failure indicates that.
Yeah. I think with a natural one, Edge, you time the movement of the torch to start moving, but he hears your footsteps and that torch snaps back onto you as you charge forward. And with that natural one and you charging at him, I am gonna let him shoot you.
Valid.
So could you please make an agility roll, please, to see if you can avoid this gunshot.
Now we're back up to the usuals. That was a 12 exactly.
12 exactly. He pulls his pistol fast and fires, but does not manage to hit you. And you arrive yelling in his face.
I want to tackle him down the stairs.
Sure.
No, not again. Not the stairs.
I'm taking that presence test to try and convince these guys of your... as your action for this turn. And you did fail on that action.
Valid.
Pyrex also rolled on that one.
Pyrex is just sort of like dancing around going, "Oh, I'm so confused." It's very bad acting.
With this robot fucking crab just like, what are we doing?
And just kind of like doing a little dance like, so confused.
You see there's this little moment of the other two guys here like squinting through the chaos here, and they see this dancing figure just dancing away, and at that figure's feet they see the slightly moving metallic legs of a little spider drone, dog-sized spider drone, and also the soft glow of its laser cannon, and they are both going to try and shoot Bags.
No!
Not Bags!
That's fucked.
No.
Bags has done nothing wrong.
I would like two defense rolls from Bags, please. So this, given that you are not currently in direct control of him, is just a flat D20. And you've got to beat a 12.
Bax is confused too. Bax is also dancing, going, oh, thinking about being confused. Oh, 17.
Amazing.
Nice.
It's too dark and disorientating in here. You are aware, though, I'll say, Pyrex, that they did just try to shoot Bags. These two shots go wild in the room. Now, you've taken your action. You can still move if you would like to.
I shall just stop dancing very suddenly, like arms down, stare at them, just say, hey.
I love it. Amazing. Kay, Blythe, you have both succeeded at this.
Yeah.
So you are currently blending in with the crowd of disorientated, screaming folks.
My plan is to, while blending in, make my way to the stairs and get as close as I can down to the locker room where we left our weapons and pick up my weapon. I realize that may be too much for one turn, but that's my end goal.
That's a big move all the way across this room, down the stairs and into the cloakroom. If you want to sneak to the exit to the room that you're currently in, we're going to call that an agility check off the back of your success. I'm going to drop that DR down to a 10, though, because you succeeded on your trick of the guards.
Amazing. 14.
With a 14, Blythe, you carefully just move through this crowd. Kind of, what's Blythe's strategy here? Like, how is Blythe moving?
He's turning down his punch you in the face energy and turning up his melancholy energy and just looking like a lost puppy.
Oh, Blythe.
You take this opportunity of, oh, if anyone asks, I was acting, to just really unleash the sad.
Unleash the sad boy within.
And you move sadly but swiftly and quietly around the side of these three guards who are sort of standing close to the top of the stairs. And you're moving around behind them. Kay, what you got?
I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs endlessly. This is how I'm blending in. Just mouth agape, screaming, kind of like shamble around, kind of behind the guards that are shooting at Bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to drop my final flashbang in front of them. And then scoot out the way.
I don't think there's really a role for that.
Fair.
I think, well, not for the flashbang. And you've already succeeded. You weren't trying to sneak closer necessarily.
No.
Give me that agility roll, though.
Sure. How does a natural one sound?
Natural one doesn't sound great, my dude.
No.
You scream. At the top of your lungs,
yeah.
And then shamble towards these guys holding a grenade. Then, given your abject failure, what I'm going to say, Kay, is you get to them, you drop that flashbang where you intended it, and it goes off in your face.
Does it also affect them?
Yeah, they're going to roll for it too, but you are also going to roll for it.
That's wholly fair.
And Edge, you're pretty close by too.
Yeah.
And you didn't know this was going to happen.
No.
Blythe, you're also pretty close by. You didn't know this was going to happen. Pyrex, I'm going to say you're on the other side of the room. This is a very dark room and a flashbang is about to go off in it. So I'm just going to say you don't need to beat a 15. You just need to beat a 12.
It's 14, I should say.
14, apologies. So toughness. A toughness roll.
10. I do not do it.
10 also.
I hit a 14.
Nice.
With my plus one toughness, which is very fortunate.
So we got a fail for Kay, we got a fail for Blythe, we got a success for Edge and Pyrex.
18.
The guards also failed. You scream, shamble towards these guys. They turn like... spot that you're holding a grenade. You see a moment of a flash of realization in their eyes as you toss it forward, not really quite far enough, and don't turn away in time. And there is a flash of light, and Blythe, Kay, and these guards are all blinded. Spots in your eyes, ringing in your ears. If anything, it just amplifies the confusion and panic in the room. That is your turn, Kay. Which takes us to, I think that's the end of the round. So, first guard is just going to fire wildly in front of him. This is the guy with the torch, which isn't really doing him much good right now.
It's unfortunate because I'm in front of him.
You are in front of him. Give me that modifier for the flashbang once again, Zach.
Plus four DR.
So you roll agility, but you only need to beat, you beat a 12 minus four.
An eight. Let's see if I can pull it off.
Because he's blind and you're not.
Why can't the natural 20 be on something useful?
When you crit on defense, you get a free attack.
Tight.
So stop complaining, James.
Okay, cool. I attack him and I follow through on the bum rush.
There is a... You see him. He's pulling the gun as you rush towards him. The flashbang goes off. You see it, like, clatter to the ground and realize what Kay has done. And immediately shut your eyes, turn your head. There is that flash. And as you turn back, you see the guard is, like reaching up with his face. The pistol comes up and it auto fires just in a 3-round burst past your shoulder.
I do not stop.
Yeah.
I don't stop. I continue. I follow through.
You tackling him down the stairs?
Yes.
Amazing. Take a free attack. You have a plus four to this.
Is that a strength? I'm charging him. I'm tackling
him
down the stairs.
You're just tackling him down? Yeah, that sounds like real strength.
So I get a plus three to that.
Did you just nat one?
That's not 20 again.
Jesus fuck.
This is bullshit. Every single roll is working out in my favor, apart from the one that would have got me out of this room safely, which is really bullshit to me. And I've just said I'll charge him rather than hit him with my sword. And if I hit him with my sword, I could have thrown him up in the air.
I feel like you're still going to get some good shit with the nat 20.
We got time. Edge, roll me a d6 for the damage as you take this guy down the stairs with you.
It's a five.
A five doubled?
Doubled to 10, yeah.
Good lord. I just want to say, do you surf this man down the stairs to his death?
I body surf this man down the stairs.
Nice, like you're losing.
I'm not going to... Yeah. I'm just... I might do the breaststroke down the stairs.
How dare you luge a man to death?
I luge him.
You luge a man down the stairs to death. There is this moment as Edge is charging towards this guy. And, you know, we're seeing in the kind of the movement of the flashlight and now the sort of staccato kind of flashing of the muzzle flashes from the guns. We see this flashlight like swing past Edge as he charges at this guy. We see the flashbang go off and there's this almost this moment where there's a still photograph of this entire room just in white of everyone like in motion. And then Edge, you cannon into this guy as his gun goes off, fires this burst that completely misses you, and you disappear from the room. We see it side on and you're just gone, taking this guy with you. There is the sound of the back of someone's head hitting every step on the way down. And Edge, you arrive in the lobby downstairs.
Well, you don't want to miss a step. You'll trip over. You'll fall if you miss a step.
You've killed two people with stairs so far.
Yeah.
As you arrive, you see that the power is also off down here. But because this is where the entrance to the building is, there is light spilling in from the streets outside. You can see that a lot of people have kind of run out the front of the building and are like, it's less sort of lots of screaming and more like, go out the front of the building and like, just watch, see what happens. But yes, you arrive at the bottom of the stairs.
Tight.
Was that your turn?
That was his turn.
That was the first guard's turn.
That was the first guard's turn. God damn it, James. You really made that feel like it was your turn.
Because I rolled two natural 20. Look, if I roll a third natural 20 in the roll, you have permission to just instantly kill my character.
That's not how that works.
I hand it over completely.
That is not how that works. No. If you roll another nat 20, you immediately ascend to godhood.
Cool.
That's how that works. Okay. That was that first guard's turn. That was pretty fucking disastrous, wasn't it, guys?
Jesus Christ.
Let's see if I can top that. I love this because it's like, you, as a GM, when you bring like the enemies to games, because I'm not rolling anything, it's just like I sort of point them at you and then you're like, oh, you killed him on his own turn. Okay. It's great. I love it. Okay, next up are these two other guards who are also both completely blind from the flashbang for one more round, for this round rather, and they are going to... He, like, staggers sideways, puts his back against the wall, and he raises the pistol up. He doesn't fire, but he's just pointing it this way and that, like, reacting to noises around him. He does not immediately shoot in this moment. And our second guard is going to make a quick morale check. He turns and he attempts to flee.
Oh God, he's gonna fall down the fucking stairs.
He turns to his right and just kind of shakily sprints into the wall.
Does he knock himself out?
He doesn't knock himself out, but he does take a point of damage.
Love that for him. Proud of him.
That ends the first round. and we'll see which side is going first. That is a four. That's you guys. Who's first to act?
I would like to go and get my cannon if that's possible.
Yes. Blythe, you rush down the stairs past Edge, who is just like standing up over this body that he's just landed on.
I do have to just say you are at a minus DR4 to everything.
That's true.
I don't know how hard you want to make it to go down the stairs.
Give me an agility roll.
Yeah. Not the stairs. They should have made us check the stairs in the weapons locker because these stairs are lethal.
That is a 17 on the die, minus 2 for my agility, minus 4.
It's 11.
It's not a 12 is what it is.
Oh my gosh.
You're falling down these stairs, Blythe.
Cool. Oh no.
A little tumble
into me.
Yeah, I think if it had been disastrous, maybe, but it wasn't disastrous. It was just an 11.
It was almost a success.
You take 2 points of damage, Blythe.
Oh God!
As you tumble down the stairs, I'll say, given that this is like impact damage, I will let you reduce that with your armor.
Okay.
If you'd like to roll your armor, remember it's been damaged, so it's gone down a tier.
Yes. Two.
Too. You don't actually take any damage, but you do fall down the stairs, and I am going to take your turn from you.
You okay there, good buddy? Let me help you up there, pal. You and me, we're in this together.
I promise I did some really, really cool stuff earlier that you didn't see.
I believe it.
But that's by the
I
by.
Believe it.
Looks like you've been having fun.
Yeah, it was cool. This guy's dead. I built another guy who I threw down the stairs earlier. That was pretty cool as well.
All right, seems like you're developing an MO here.
Let's grab our shit and bail.
Good plan.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back.
Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
It feels natural to go to Edge.
I grab both of the assault rifles, and I let Blythe take his cannon when it's his turn, and I'm going to try and leave.
I'll say if you're grabbing all of that stuff, if you're heading into the cloakroom and grabbing everything...
No, just both the assault rifles.
And Blythe's air cannon or not?
No. Blythe can grab his own air cannon, that's fine.
You trust me to do that.
I grab my assault rifle, and I grab the assault rifle I slotted it directly next to.
Nice. You grab both of these weapons and begin to move towards the entrance.
Preferably one assault rifle in each hand, which I know that's not how it works, but I just think it would be cool.
You can carry them like that. As you head towards the entrance, you see the small crowd of people outside peering in. And then you see a number of that crowd, they turn and they look up at something that you can't see, and then they start to disperse quickly. And now, not on the edge of your hearing anymore, not over the building, but closer, you hear the sound of these hover and rotated vehicles approaching, and the flash of red and blue lights. Pyrex K, who's up?
I want to go find Pyrex.
Yes. Okay, you are, I believe, blind.
Yep.
So, give me a presence roll.
Pyrex is standing at the back of the room, just glaring. Two guards, you just shot back.
I am good at presence, but also minus... Basically, I'm rolling this at minus one, so that's
just
not too bad.
Call out to Pyrex.
Seven.
You stagger into this room and you're moving into the space with all of these like disorientated people. And as one of you feel someone like grab your shoulders and start like shaking you and like throwing you from side to side. Can you make me a toughness roll, please?
Nine.
With a nine, you are this person like grabs you by the shoulders, shakes you back and forth, and is just screaming unintelligibly at you. They let you go, you slump to the side and crack your head off the wall, and you do take a point of damage.
Okay. My poor soft skull.
Pyrex.
Can I see that? How dark is it in here?
Yes. Okay. It's pretty dark in here. There is a torch on the floor, left where the guard dropped it when Edge cannonballed him down the stairs.
Also, my head glows.
Your brain
absolutely solid point. As you are smacked into the wall, your hood falls back and you do see the soft glow of Kay's skull.
Pyrex is glaring at this one particular guard. She says, "Oh, did you want to play?" And then sees Kay get flung into a wall and then says, "You go on, Bags." Bags will cross the room and or start making their way across the room, and they would like to shoot that one guard that's still nearish the door in the ankles.
Mm-hmm. Is this you taking direct control of Bags, or is Bags doing his own thing?
No, I said you go ahead, because I'm very polite, and they are going ahead. Yes.
I was just checking mechanically.
That was a natural one again, so this is going great.
Boy.
Do you have any glitches left?
One, but I'm not bothered. This is fine.
Okay.
I think what's going to happen here is as this guard is like blinking his eyes from the effects of the flashbang, as your Bags' laser sort of fires out ankle height, he has enough space to lift his leg and not get his ankle taken off. And as he sort of comes back, he thrusts that hand out with the pistol and is going to try and shoot your robot. Roll me a d20, unmodified, for Bags' agility.
Seven.
Bags is going to get shot. You'll need, Charmony, is whatever Bags' armor score is.
D6.
I've rolled some damage.
I've rolled a 5. That's good.
I rolled a 1. All of that damage is negated. This is, however, an auto-fire weapon, and he did hit.
Okay.
So I need another agility roll from you.
6.
That is another hit. We're going D6 to D6 here. I've rolled some damage.
5 again.
I also rolled a 5. He's hit. There's one more auto-fire. It's a 3-round burst on this pistol, so we got one more attack coming Bags' way.
Dirty roll. 2!
Oh, boy. Okay, one more armor roll. The tension is mounting.
It is. It was a 6.
I rolled a 5. Bags tanks 3 bullets and doesn't even care. Pyrex, you are reminded in this moment, and maybe it had sort of slipped your mind, that, like, I think maybe the last bit of, like, tinkering you did on Bags was like, oh yeah, I did put some of those bulletproof plates on, like, over some of the more vulnerable mechanical spots.
Can't dodge, but can really absorb
You them. Realize as these bullets just ricochet off your drone and do no harm at all. Now, given that Bags was acting without your control, you, Pyrex, still have your turn. Still have your ability to move and act and do whatever you want.
Go over to Kay on the floor and just sort of tug at a sleeve and say, come on, come on.
Yeah.
And try help.
You grab Kay and start moving, hoping to lead him out of this room. And I believe that ends this round.
Should also end our blindness.
Yes, it does. So let's see if Lady Luck is on your side. That is a 6. Lady Luck is very much on your side. Whew. Who would like to go? Top of the round. I think we're going to go with Kay, let's say. You regain your sight. And as you're moving, you're still in this very dark room with the torchlight. Your skull is giving off a decent kind of candle. It's enough. It's like a large candle. It's giving off like light to see by in here, which is good, but also
I'm my own torch.
Makes you a very clear target. You see as Pyrex is kind of hauling you by one arm. Bags is kind of clanking along beside you on the left. You see there's a guard in the left-hand corner who's just smashed his face into a wall and is turning, like, disorientated, but clearly getting his sight back. And a guard closer to you, to your right, who is well aware of what is going on and has a gun. And chaos also as these people rush and struggle.
I'm going to raise my gun, my smart gun, and shoot the one that seems very well aware of what's going on once not auto.
Absolutely.
16.
16's gonna hit. Roll me some damage.
5.
5 is you pull the pistol up, aim it. Sure, you've got a kill shot, but it's dark in here, and you fire. You clip this guy, like, through the, just between the collarbone and the neck. He's alive, but he's not looking good.
So I then just want to, I've fired on him. He looks near dead. I'm going to take that as a win and then help Pyrex move forward. Like pull Pyrex forward towards the stairs.
Okay. Pyrex, you and Kay are beginning to move out of this room. Is there anything you want to do in this room?
Is the ankle still there?
You didn't hit him.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It is. Yeah. The ankle is intact.
Target acquired.
I feel like, but we haven't passed him yet.
You can right now if you want to before you. Yeah, on your turn here, you guys can leave this room. But I'm just asking if there's anything you want to do before you do.
I'm just gonna try and go for his ankle again in order to assist our smooth passage out of the room.
Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try and take control and do it that way.
Nice.
Just like,
so just a 10 you need to beat with your knowledge.
Nope.
Oh. Bad luck with those dice today. Another burst of bags his little laser cannon, kind of sights up the wall. The guy like slumps backwards, clutching at his neck. And there's, as this sort of light bursts, it just carves a little scar up and diagonally across the wall, but doesn't quite hit this guy. And are you then continuing out of the room?
Yeah. That's if Pyrex will be dragged, I want to bring us down.
Yeah. I'm just, that's why I kind of synced you guys up, because it seemed like you were, you know, moving together. And you hurry down the stairs together. And we will come to Edge and Blythe now. Blythe, do you want to go?
Yeah, if I would like to grab my crowd control air cannon from the locker room, and if I see that Pyrex and Kay are coming down the stairs, I would like to kind of gather us all together and maybe do a quick check-in before we absolutely leg it out of here.
Yeah, you see Kay and Pyrex coming down the stairs. Kay is not looking good.
Cool. In that case, I'm going to pass Kay my first aid kit, which has three uses and deals, and it heals D6 HP.
Great. So what do I do with that?
I will say for this, given that you've gone to the cloakroom to pick up your gear, yeah, that's your kind of active action for this turn. You can hand Kay the kit, and then Kay can use it.
Cool.
On their turn, Blythe, you grab your crowd control cannon, and you sling Kay your first aid kit, and nice. Sort of gather the two of them up, and then turn and look towards Edge, who's further down towards the entrance to the building. And Edge, what are you doing?
Edge would like to hop in the Edgemobile and pull it up outside for everybody to get in.
Nice. I'll say that's a fair action for your turn. You come out pushing through the doors of Headhole, and as you turn and move over to where you parked the Edgemobile, you look up and you see these encroaching vehicles now.
Yep.
You can see two personnel carriers, which in your previous experience working military for the corps, can carry up to eight to ten this size personnel carrier. And flanking them, flying a little slower, are two Milcorp gunships, which are heavily armored, heavily beweaponed flying weapons platforms, are not to be fucked with unless you happen to also be a Milcorp gunship or tank.
I'm going to pull up the Edgemobile outside, and I'm going to stick my head out, and I'm going to be like, everybody in.
All right. We've got what feels like one more round here. So let's see who's going first as our party begins to move towards the entrance to leave Headhole and get the fuck out of here.
Please, God.
That is a 3, which is not in your favor. Down the steps, as the three of you are moving, come the two remaining guards. They lift their pistols, and they are both going to fire. That is Pyrex first. Pyrex, can you make me an agility roll, please?
18.
Nice!
Gunshot rings out. Pyrex, you instinctively, you hear the sort of click of a trigger a little way behind you and just kind of instinctively duck. And a bullet rings out over your head and just sort of shatters the glass to the kiosk where you guys came in. And the kiosk. Somebody save the kiosk.
Not the kiosk. Oh, no.
There is money in that kiosk.
James, sorry. Given that the kiosk has just been shot, James, could you give us the voice of the kiosk as it dies?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Thanks, buddy.
I just count money.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Fan favorite character, the kiosk there.
Yep.
All right. Second shot. That is coming at Blythe. Okay, yep. You lucky little thing. make me an agility roll, please, Blythe.
Ooh, that is a 0.
Oh, boy. But not a natural one?
No, because I got 2 on the die and have a -2 to agility.
Okay. Some damage coming your way, Blythe.
I've only rolled one on my armor.
And I have also only rolled a one on my damage. As this bullet clips off your shoulder. Like, your armor has taken a pounding today, but it is holding up. Unfortunately, this is an auto-fire weapon. So a second shot. Now, he is not necessarily shooting the same person. That next shot is going to ring out, and it goes wide, and it looks like it's heading in your direction, Edge, past these guys. Could you make me a little agility roll for the range, though? I'm going to say you only need to beat a 10.
I rolled a 12.
Nice.
Done. Nice. This shot's almost kind of like you come up short in the Edgemobile, and manage to hit the brakes early as this bullet kind of rings out and zings past, doesn't quite clip the little hood ornament off the front of this taxi.
He'd be dead where he stood if it did.
Fantastic. So that ends their turn. Crew, before you are the open doors to the exit of Head Hall and the waiting yellow and pink spray-painted form of the Edgemobile with its owner and namesake hanging out of the driver's side window. Behind you are two men with guns. What are you doing?
Not to be Edge, but Edge is doing nothing in this round except sitting in the Edgemobile with an assault rifle. So
wait, because if we all get in, you can go last and peel
and
away.
Just drive away.
Yeah,
as you wish. I can I can provide cover fire on these these goons. But if you want to just get in and I can just drive off,
I think let's do that. I'm gonna run into the car.
You all charge into the Edgemobile, piling in through the passenger and the other side. Blythe, do you slide across the bonnet and hop in through the passenger side?
How could you not?
Blythe.
If that's a rule, I'm going to take that chance and see if I fall on my ass.
Let's do it. I love it when people decide to give themselves rolls.
That's a 10.
You know what? I'm going to say is, the only negative outcome here, Blythe, is that it's just not as cool as you want it to be.
Yeah.
There's a little moment, you hop over. There's a moment halfway through the slide where you just kind of stop, and then you have to shuffle.
You have to scoot. Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm a heavy lad.
That's your, we'll say, en masse, your movement, guys, is to pile into this car. Movement completed. Who would like to take an action first?
May I please shoot my cannon out the window at the guards?
I feel like you probably should.
Yeah,
cool.
What is this cannon looking like?
Yeah, well, I think this is the moment as you slide across, open the door, and we'll sort of say this is just before you step into the car. You bring out whatever this weapon is, level it across the hood, the top of the car, and fire it back through the door at these two guys. Yes, describe your crowd control cannon.
So, it does a d6 of damage with d3 targets. So, I'm going to imagine that it has three different barrels that can be propelled at different angles. And it also has sort of neon blue wiring kind of wrapped around it in an intricate pattern. It's just a hefty piece of kit. And like, I have to carry it on my back whenever I'm bringing it around anywhere. It's like I've got a freaking cello of a piece of equipment with me.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm gonna first roll a d3 to see if how many targets I.
Let's see how many targets you can hit.
That was a 4 on a d6, so that is 2.
Two. Sick. I mean, that's the number
that's
of targets
of
that there are.
Number of dudes there are.
And that's unfortunately only a 10 on presence.
That's not going to hit them.
Yeah.
When we say air cannon, what are we? What, do you want to tell me what that is, or shall I take a swing at it?
Go for it.
I think there's a moment of kind of charging, like there's a little sort of rumble as you pull the trigger on this, and then. You don't really see anything. There's just a noise, a kind of sonic boom that emanates from the end of this weapon that Blythe has leveled across the hood of the car. And in almost like circular waves, the front glass and metal doors of Headhole are ripped apart inwards, like pieces of metal and glass cascading inwards as these two guards, like seeing this thing come up over the car, turn and just jump in different directions. And it just cannons through. You can see it's leaving like cracks and scarring in the concrete on the ground as it sort of sighs through there. And it's dissipated enough that as it hits exactly opposite where you guys are, the staircase up to the VR room, as this final sort of ring of sound and air impacts it almost gently, it just sort of kisses the wall and there's a little circular plume of dust that just from the impact at the end of this cannon's range. But these two guys have just leapt out of the way. No damage, but they are sprawled on the ground and hiding at this point. K, Pyrex, anything you want to try and do before we get the hell out of here?
Is there anything I can feasibly do to try and shake any potential tails?
In this moment? So. I mean, unless you've got a pitch for me, I don't know.
I don't. I'm just going to use the med kit.
Nice. Maddie, give us the stats on your med kit.
Med kit, it heals D6 HP.
Sick!
And it's got three uses.
Oh, sick!
Okay. Subtract a use.
Three! So I'm back up. Nice! That's my turn.
Well done. Pyrex, as you pile in, Bags piles in behind you. Little chunky crab robot climbing up into the car. Sound cannon goes off. What are you doing?
I can't think of anything that makes sense of this, but is there any way that I could help Edge get the car going faster or drive better, what with me being good at vehicles?
You are a vehicle technician, Pyrex.
Yeah, but like me, Sharmini is like, pull the lever, press the button.
I'm
going to
say,
work.
Pyrex, if you want to lean over into the sort of driver's space, like pull a panel aside and just start fucking with the wiring.
I want
to
do that.
In order to, I don't know, maybe make this car go faster. I like
Pyrex
it.
Pyrex is now the time.
He's going to think I'm a hacker again, but I'll deal with it. Yeah. Can I roll for that?
You can. This is a D10 knowledge, right? This is your whole skill. This is your whole thing.
Yes, but I did roll a 2, so never mind.
You did, but you have one glitch left.
I do. That would be the time.
Today.
Sod it. Yeah, go on then. We probably ought to get away.
Fingers
from...
Fingers crossed, guys. Big energy. Send all your energy to Sharmini.
Come on.
Hands in the air. Lend her your energy for the spirit bomb.
Give me your energy.
I haven't rolled high on these dice for a while. Okay, wait. Giant die, everyone. This one. I haven't used this
big
one
old
yet.
Big old dice. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
12.
Yes!
It's a success. Yes! It's a success.
Yeah.
The Edge move. You, Edge, I feel like there's maybe a moment of protestation from you as Pyrex just kind of
like
leans into,
yeah,
very much into your space.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Almost like under up into the footwell and just disappears,
yeah,
half of her body into this, like, yeah, up into this car.
Yeah.
You see like a couple of flashes and then the Edgemobile just like rumbles,
nice,
into life, throatier than you've ever heard her before. Edge, at that moment, what would you like to do?
I'd like to drive, please, Pip. I'd like to leave, please, Pip. I'd like to drive away.
How fast would you like to drive away?
I'd like to drive away pretty quick.
Really fucking fast.
I'd like to drive away pretty quick, but I mean, I'd like to see if the people in the air see the taxi speeding away and I'll like follow this little fucker. But they're probably just going to the building, right? Like if they're coming because it's the tracking chip of the person in the building,
yep,
they're probably not looking for getaway drivers. They're probably like, why the fuck is our CEO in this building and dead? I'm going to drive away really quick. I'm going to drive away real fucking fast, I think.
All right. Give me an agility roll, please. For your vehicular agility.
That's vehicular agility.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that those 220s aren't the end of my fortune now, because that was a bad time.
We did just use all our energy for the spirit bomb.
You can do it.
I got an 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna re-roll.
Yeah, he's gonna use his glitch.
All right, let's send that energy, everyone. Hands in the air.
I have 2 glitches left. How many times can I re-roll?
As many times as you got glitches. You wanna stack those, you can stack them.
I rolled a 3.
God damn it.
I'm gonna spend my last glitch.
Oh, God.
Falls to the wall.
I knew those 220s would bite me in the ass. It's a 17.
Yay!
I drive fast away.
There we go. The Edgemobile roars into new life as Pyrex has just, you know, given it a little hotwire upgrade. And you do almost like just a full screeching U-turn and then blast back down the way you guys came, back through the ports. Just for now, where are you heading, Edge?
I'm heading nowhere.
No plan right now?
Nowhere. There's no... If there's any chance we're being watched by anybody, mm-hmm. we need at least a couple hours to let this cool. And I think we also need a couple of hours to sit in the car and talk about what just happened, guys. Yeah.
And Edge, as you careen through the ports, steering around like these sort of food trucks and just crowds of dancing, drunk, intoxicated citizens of this city, you are staring out but always looking up and to the right, up and to the right, out of that window, yeah. past Blythe on your other side. And I think all of you are looking up.
Yeah.
And you see as these 4 heavily armored, heavily armed vehicles shoot over your heads and continue towards Head Hole.
I'd like to send a quick text to Demo Chin.
Mm-hmm. What does it say?
You set us up.
Oh, shit.
It's so dramatic. You, I love it.
And I mean, you flaunting all the road lords there, you text and drive.
Oh, yeah.
That's in your eye.
And yeah, the Edgemobile speeds off back into the city, destination at the moment unknown. And if you would like to find out where that crazy car full of crazy cats is headed, maybe join us next week for another episode of our Cyborg Actual Play. Thank you so much for coming, everybody. Give the beautiful folks at home some information about yourselves, starting with Maddie.
You can head over to whatever social media app you choose and search for Maddie Searle. I'm at Maddie_abstract currently on Twitter and Instagram. But you can also head over to my website, snazzytapir.com, where my podcast production studio resides, Snazzy Tapir Productions. And you can find out all about me and the things that I do over there.
Awesome. And James?
For want of knowing where you can find me in times of this turbulence on the internet, I'm James Barbarossa. Witness me. I made the music for this episode, and if you liked it, you could pay me money and I would do some for you.
He'll do it. I've seen him do it.
I'll do it.
Don't challenge him, because he will.
He'll do it. And Sharmini.
I am Sharmini. I am S. Bundell. You can type that into your search engine of choice and it will be me. I am the only me, and then you don't even have to know how to spell Sharmini. It's ideal. I do loads of TTRPGs. I make mini science documentaries online, and I make science-themed TTRPGs, because why not combine those?
And finally, Zach.
Hello, I'm Zachary Fortescom, and you can find me on the internet at ZachFG, that's ZACKFG, and I would, of course, encourage you to go and listen to the rest of Realms of Peril and Glory. There are a lot of incredible games out there right now, including Veil with James and Maddie and Pip from here, or you could go listen to Liminal, the second series of that. Blood Loss features Shamani and Pip. And there are a lot of other great games on the feed that we think you'll really enjoy, so please go check it out.
Thank you so much, guys. I am, as ever, your deeply flawed Dungeon Master, Pip Gladwin. You can find me at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter, or check out a bunch of podcasts that I've been in. Try Wooden Overcoats. It's a genuinely incredible show. One of the best sitcoms that's been written in the last few years, whenever it is that this comes out. check out series 3 of Victoriosity. I'm in that in a big way. A bunch of other stuff. If you have been enjoying this or any other shows on Realms of Peril and Glory, why not head on over to our Patreon and you can get yourself some bonus shows, some ad-free listening, live shows, lots of extra content. Check us out on the socials at Realms Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and have a look down in the show notes for a link to our merch store where you can find a t-shirt with an image of Edge Impulse just lugeing a man down some stairs, just hard lugeing a guy down some stairs. It's there. Look for it. It's there. Look for it. And if it isn't there, keep looking. And if you can't find it, email Zach.
Or could you just buy something else?
Don't buy anything. No, I didn't mean that.
Don't buy anything else. If it's not there, don't buy anything else.
Don't buy anything else. You leave. You leave.
Close the browser. Never come back.
Let's go to bed, guys. thank you so much for playing. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next time. Farewell.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.